It's comical. I mean, to me, I mean, we heard the same thing about Brady, and then he's been ripping the league apart pretty much since then. You never doubt players of this caliber. I know that. So, and I'm pretty sure every defensive coordinator is not thinking that.
Win Sunday would be 12 in a row on the road against division opponents. That's over 4 years. And that's a pretty impressive stat.
Well, anytime you go on the road, it's tough. I know that. It's never easy. It's, you know, challenging with the crowd and, you know, game day operations. You know, it's a challenge every week. It doesn't matter who you're playing. It's one of the hardest things to do is go on the road in the NFL and get a win. I mean, this week is no different. It's a tough challenge for us just because these guys know us so well. We know them so well, so it's a battle.
When another team knows you so well and vice versa, do you have to bring more creativity to the table or less because you know all each other's secrets anyway?
I mean, it's one of those deals where you think that they don't know and they know and all that stuff, but for the most part, you got to go out there and just out-execute. You know, they're a well-coached group. You know, Coach Pagano does a great job with the defense. He's always going to have something that's going to challenge us and make us go to the sideline and regroup. And, you know, that's the toughest thing about seeing these guys as often as we do. And it seems like, you know, last year seeing them three times, that made it even tougher. So, you know, this is I think it's the fifth time we've played in the last 2 years, and it's never easy.
Because you worked with McCoy, and he was talking about how much he enjoyed working with you and saw you as his future replacement if he did leave. Do you ever wonder when you're doing stuff how he would see it and veer off because of him, or you just focus on Pagano and how he would probably attack your offense?
I focus more on Pagano. I know Mike can help them in certain things, but if I spend a lot of time wondering what he could tell him, I'm gonna be chasing a lot of ghosts. So, okay. You know, for the most part, we just got to make sure that we're on what they've shown, what they've done against us in the past, and kind of just keep working, you know, of possible situations that could come up and that how we can adjust during a game.
Because they're so deceptive at what they do, is it a matter of kind of focusing on what y'all do and not kind of taking the bait on the stuff they disguise pretty soon?
Yeah, there's a little bit of that, you know, always when you play any team, especially when you're as multiple as they are, you got to make sure that you're on what you're doing. And then that's why sideline adjustments, especially a team like this and some of these teams that have very good defensive coordinators, you better be on it on game day because you're going to see something different.
As Peyton, do you think Pagano's more willing to go back even a couple of years and pull stuff out than some other guys might be?
Why would you bring that up? I mean, he might. I mean, he's played them. They've played each other quite a bit. But it's hard. You don't want to chase too many ghosts. You don't want to go back. You know, we can go back to 98, I think. I mean, we don't want to do that. So, you know, we try to focus on kind of what we've been doing, you know, the last couple of years, and, you know, we'll adjust to anything that they throw at us that's a little different.
Well, I guess, do you think he's more willing to try more things than some people do?
I don't know. I can ask him before the game. I don't know if he's going to tell me, though.
If you could get back.
Yeah, I will.
What are you seeing from Manti Te'o out here in the second year?
He's really developed quickly. I know he's had some injury issues over, you know, obviously last year and a little bit this year, but I mean he's really become a good player and they use him a lot and they use him really well and he's been good both, you know, blitzing and covering and you know, especially man to man coverage, he's made some good plays and the guy seems to find the ball and he's done a good job and he's only gonna get better the longer he plays in the league.
What are the biggest differences you've seen since your last meeting with these guys out of their defense particularly?
I mean, it's just like anybody else. They just work to get better each week, and they don't hang on the pass, and they've done that. Their defense has gotten better since the last time we played them, especially in the red area. I think at the time they were struggling a little bit, but they've really juiced it up, and they're a really good team at home, especially on defense. They amp it up, and you see all their numbers. You look at their totals and then what they do at home. It's almost like a different team. So, I mean, it's a big challenge when you go into their place and play that defense.
Manuel's taken some big hits this year, but he keeps kind of just jumping back. What kind of toughness do you feel like he's shown throughout the season?
It's rare to see a guy like that, especially some of the hits that he's taken to his lower body. He's not as big as, I always say, as big as DT, obviously. When he gets hit, it's a little different. It's more the defenders feeling it. But he's done a good job of making sure he's protected himself for the most part. But when he's taking those big hits, he's tough enough to bounce back. And we'd not like him to take those hits like that, especially the one last week. That was pretty ugly, so we'll try to avoid those.
Are defenders, are they just no longer going to go for the ball? Are they more going for the big hits, do you feel?
I can't say that. I think most guys would rather get an interception than a big hit. So, I mean, for the most part, I think we've seen guys playing the ball more than trying to get any kind of big hits like that.
Now that you had a five-game sample size with this offensive line, how would you evaluate its growth so far?
I think they've done a good job as far as coming together as a group, and we always talk about chemistry is really just doing your job, each guy, and they've done that for the most part. And we've done a good job as a unit making that switch and then just making progress, you know, one day at a time. We didn't look too far ahead and worry about too much. They just went out there, worked, and I feel like we've made big strides, and we'll see what happens the next couple games.